protesting doctors have now been protesting for several weeks, but an important hearing of the Supreme Court on the progress made by the CBI in the investigations in this case. The Chief Justice also indicating that he is disturbed by some of what he has read in the CBI's report. Joining us at this stage, Shekha Mukherjee, the senior journalist, Dr. Shreya Purkayat, the protesting doctor. We're also joined by Riju Datta of the Trinamool Congress. We'll be joined by other panelists shortly. Dr. Purkayat, to you first. Will protesting doctors finally go back to work now that the police commissioner has been removed from that post? Medical officials have been moved. A senior police official, another one, has been moved as well.
Okay, so the first thing I would like to address that not all our demands have been met yet. It was not about only the police commissioner, but we wanted resignation of multiple officials who have been proved to help the crime in some way or the other, or influence it at least. So not all our demands have been met. That is a misinformation. And secondly, about going back to work, we had multiple other issues that were not addressed in the meeting yesterday. But we have the avenue opened for future discussion on the same. But as of now, our Pan General Body meeting is going on. And only after the meeting is done, we can give an official update about our next plans in the movement. Since we are at a very crucial time of the movement, so every single thing, every pros and cons of every step needs to be minutely discussed.
Riju Datta, you've heard one of the protesting doctors over there saying that even now, there is a sense that they won't end their strike. How would you respond? Their protests, how would you respond?
Look, Vishnu, I will say it very straight that this was a people's movement. My chief minister said, because she is born out of movement, she knows, and we all, Trinamool Congress, has given the due respect to the movement. The junior protesting doctors, rightfully, they had multiple demands. And the major demands, removal of the commissioner of police, already met. Removal of the DME, DHS, already met. So most of the lion's share of the demands have been met. They have been explained. The steps taken by the government, 100 crore package has been already allotted for infrastructure development, like installation of CCTVs, making separate washrooms for male and female doctors, restrooms, etc., etc. And the minutes of the meeting were shared to the doctors as well with full transparency, where 42 representatives of the junior doctors also signed those meetings minutes. So I hope and I pray, and at this juncture, I hope and I pray that when the Honorable Chief Minister, who is the head of the state, have gone to their protests, requested them, the junior doctors are our brothers and sisters, that good sense prevail, they go back to work, because the people who are here on this panel, we can afford private medical care.
Okay.
But the poor, the underprivileged, who cannot afford private medical care, are suffering. They do not belong to a political party, they are suffering. And so I hope and I pray that after the general body meeting of the junior doctors, the protest can go on. We respect the protest, but they should go back to work and they should respect their Hippocratic oath, because the poor people are dying and they are suffering because of this impasse and because of this work.
Shekha Mukherjee, one of the most frightening aspects of what we are learning today is what the Supreme Court Chief Justice said when he said, and I quote, "What the CBI has revealed is worse and disturbing. We are ourselves disturbed by the CBI's disclosures. The CBI is pursuing multiple leads. The CBI must not be rushed to file a charge sheet. Any disclosure of the CBI report would disrupt the probe. We have to give the CBI adequate time." From what the Chief Justice said, it's not a straightforward rape and murder. There is a lot more over here, perhaps backing what the protesting doctors have been saying all along. Collusion and something much worse. Your thoughts on what the Chief Justice said?
Well, I think, let me be very clear, what the Chief Justice has said today was said far more explicitly, and I'm saying it was very explicit, when the Supreme Court sua moto took cognizance of the incident. Mm-hmm. If you remember, the CJI the Chief Justice had talked about the malevolent administration. It had talked, he had also pointed out that there was a kind of hierarchy, and that was directed in a way that hierarchy operated in a way where gender violence was prevalent within the healthcare system in West Bengal. Now, all of this suggests, in West Bengal as well as across the country, now, all of this suggests that the issues that the Supreme Court is referring to today as part of the CBI's investigation and asking for patience to allow the CBI to investigate its thoroughly the situation, mm-hmm. is pointed to something which is very wrong with the entire healthcare system.
Yep.
And it points to a kind of abuse of power, both an abuse of power as well as a kind of corruption that is so deep-rooted that the CBI, that the Supreme Court is really disturbed, and the CBI is going to take time to get to the bottom of it.
Riju, I'll come to you in a second. I'm also joined by Geeta Luthra, Senior Advocate of the Supreme Court of India. Ms. Luthra, what did you make of the Chief Justice's remark saying that, look, we can't reveal anymore, but what seems to be emerging is far more, it's more disturbing than what many would have expected. It's not a simple case. I think the Chief Justice also mentioned that there are foreign authorities being consulted in terms of the investigation. In light of what the Chief Justice has said, do you believe this to be much more than the rape and murder that has been reported so far?
Yes, easily. It's much more than just one rape and murder. I think it looks to me that it could be not as simple as is being made out. And so far, even as the rape and murder is concerned, medical doctors seem to have been protesting and giving complaints against various persons, against a nexus within and outside and in various medical colleges and hospitals. And the system needs to be cleaned up. I think it's a very brave step by student doctors, by young junior doctors in taking up cudgels, because ultimately they are junior doctors, they have their careers ahead of them, and yet they are speaking up. And I think the Chief Justice has actually set the tone where he said that it's very disturbing. So I can only say this, that there are wheels within wheels, and there will be doctors within who have, some of them have been identified. The junior doctors have given some names of hospitals, nursing homes, medical colleges, where the same problem is happening in Calcutta as well as in West Bengal. I'm sure parts of it and safety measures are important for all over the country, not just for West Bengal, but the West Bengal students have taken this up, and they are, so there, the photographs which were shown to the court, which have come on record, seem to suggest that the scene of crime was not kept sacrosanct, that the body ought to have been preserved. There are many aspects which disturb the children and the students, and there are tough questions which have been asked on the last date of hearing, which have been reiterated on this date of hearing. One of the aspects is, if investigation is on, everything by the investigative agency cannot be disclosed. But one day, half a day is important for destruction of evidence. And that is why one of the aspects that the junior doctors had flagged, which has been taken up by CBI, is tampering with the evidence under 201 of the old Act.
Okay, but just one second. I wanted to go back to Riju because, when it comes to tough questions to the Bengal government, one of the suggestions made by lawyers representing the Bengal government was that they shouldn't, as a security measure, be night shift for women. The Chief Justice said that it's not right to say that women doctors can't work over 12 hours. Why can't women doctors work late shifts, etc., etc.? You know, I mean, if you are talking about protecting women, Riju, then, you know, surely women need to be protected 24 hours a day.
Of course, and I agree to that. It was a policy that was made. Then Aparajita Bill has been passed in the Legislative Assembly in Bengal by the Honorable Chief Minister for adequate protection to the women and severe punishments for the culprits of sexual assaults and heinous crimes like rape and murder. So obviously the policy is open for edits. Everybody is not perfect. The Honorable Supreme Court and the Chief Justice in all its wisdom has pointed it out. And I'm sure the government and the administration is going to edit the policy and will take note of the directions given by the Honorable Chief Justice. It is not a big deal. Yes, and I personally feel the observation was accurate. Women in Bengal specifically, where we worship women, where Durga Puja is our main festival, I do not think that women only belong, like women were protesting on the roads saying Ratri Dakhol Korbo, like we will conquer the night. I personally believe, why will women conquer the night? Women will conquer the day also, because I am raised by an independent, by a very strong independent woman who happens to be a doctor as well. So, and she, my mother has taught me that that hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So I believe women should be equal to men, and we take serious note of the Chief Justice's observation, and I'm sure the policy will be edited for the benefit of transparency, justice, and security. There is no two ways about it. We have got no qualms against it. We will edit it. No issues.
Tuhin Sinha, the CBI is investigating this. The Chief Justice said that they need more time. I think the Chief Justice said that, look, they aren't sleeping about this. The police officials have been moved out. Health officials have been moved out. Do you now believe that it's time for these protesting students to also get back to work?
Well, good evening, Vishnu. Good evening, everybody. Never has India seen such a well-orchestrated institutional cover-up of a heinous crime. And I think the observations of the Supreme Court only point out what you have been reporting, what the media has been reporting for the last few weeks, what we have been calling out, and what the junior doctors, the students, and the people of Bengal have been feeling, the angst which they have been feeling in the last 30, 35 or 36 days. Now, the point is the decision to sack the police commissioner of Kolkata should ideally have been taken on the morning of 15th August, where 7,000 goons barged into the hospital to destroy evidence. And even till date, the kind of incriminating information that emerges every day, you know, we now have a video which shows how the parents of the victim were kept away and, you know, the cremation was done in a very hasty, in a post manner. Who was the person presiding over that? The officer in charge of the Tala police station, who was being protected by the TMC until about 10 days back. So I think all of these are very grave charges. While, you know, after sacking the police commissioner, after removing him, we are not asking for the resignation of Mamata Banerjee. But yes, the way 29 you know, patients have died in the last few weeks, which a number quoted by herself, I think she is to blame for the way she was stonewalling the entire case. And I think Mamata Banerjee owes an apology to the people of Bengal.
Riju, go ahead.
I feel very ashamed when I see BJP
talking. You should feel
like
ashamed
this.
Of yourself.
You know, Tuhin, please speak words. In your own time. Do not patronize me. Speak in your
words.
Own time. I heard your jargon. I heard your nonsensical statements. Now, please hear me out and then you can
generous.
Have your say. Okay, so hear me out. Have the courtesy.
All right, go ahead.
From your party.
Be courteous with
so,
your words. I'll hear you
see,
out.
The bottom line is, the spokesperson of BJP on your shows is saying, we never wanted resignation of Mamata Banerjee, when the leader of opposition of Bengal is harping on only one thing, that is resignation of Mamata Banerjee. So the national spokesperson of the BJP does not know the party.
Mamata
standing.
Banerjee
you know,
herself.
Point number
design.
One.
Vishnu,
point
he's
number
misquoting
one.
Me.
Can I finish? Can
he's
I finish?
No,
me.
You will finish. But
yes.
Mamata Banerjee herself wanted to resign.
He can't be misquoting me. I
yes,
said
Mamata Banerjee.
Do it in half a second. Let's not fight. I will give you time. One second. Riju, go ahead.
He can't be misquoting me on your show.
Wayne, I'll come back to you. I will come back to you. Let him make his point.
Mamata Banerjee clearly said, and she said it in front of the media, that if it takes for the doctors to go back and give public service, I am the third time Chief Minister of Bengal by the blessings of the people of Bengal. If the people of Bengal want, I am ready to step down. But I will not step down because of political parties and their vulture politics. Tuhin Sinha represents a party who tried to hijack this doctors' movement. Abhijit Gangopadhyay, their MP, their leader, Lokit Chatterjee and Agnimitra Paul went to the doctors' protest and the doctors' and the junior doctors, a doctor is there on this panel, they gave Go Black slogans and they had to run away with their legs, with their tail tucked between their legs. So they could not hijack that, the doctors' protest.
Again, I will say, let Tuhin reply.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, Vishnu, I think the TMC spokesperson is either hard of hearing or short of understanding. What did I say? You can play back my video. I said now that she has removed the police commissioner, we would not insist on her resignation, but she owes an apology to the people of Bengal. I myself have been insisting until now that, you know, the buck stops with her and it had become untenable for her to continue as CM. But now that she has removed, now she has made, you know, some attempt to make amends, you know, I think she still owes an apology to the people of Bengal. This is what I have said.
Shreya, Dr. Shreya Purkayat, let me come back to you. At this juncture, now that you say that you're going to continue with your protests, what more do you want the state government to do immediately before you go back to work? Because let's face it, your patients are suffering. The Chief Justice of India, fully aware of this case, he is observing it, etc., etc. At what stage will you go back? What more needs to be done?
Okay, so as pointed out by the Chief Justice of India himself today at the Supreme Court, that the budget allocation on paper is not enough. We need to see some ground level work happening at our hospitals to be able to feel safe. We are still surrounded by civic volunteers who have no proper verification. The CISF he was talking about, I mean, Advocate Sibal, that is only employed at Arjikar, and that is also temporarily, I think. So, and the Advocate Sibal also said that they need time. But I want to say that we are already on the 39th day of our protest. So, couldn't the government have made some ground level changes by this time? This is a long time. As I speak, okay. I'm currently sitting on the street, if you can't already make out. So how many days do they need to, formulate some kind of steps that we can actually see in our hospitals to be able to feel safe? And secondly, about the demands, none of our demands are negotiable, to be honest. We have 5 demands. Chief Minister herself agreed to the fact that all our demands are just. So we can't just negotiate on the fact that, one resignation has been made. And to be honest, no resignations have been made as such. People have been given other posts. So the other part of the demands that have not been concluded or discussed upon needs to be done. And about the suffering of the patients, all the emergencies and the OPDs, in our state at least, are completely functional. Our senior doctors are working overtime in order to fill the gap. And also, only the junior doctors are not the people responsible to run the hospital. This is high time the government should also understand this. We are trainee doctors. The doctors that are currently protesting are trainee doctors. So they should not be the only one held responsible if the health system is jeopardized.
Doctor, you're very articulate and you make a lot of points. Riju Datta, to her point on how nothing has been done to make her feel more safe in the hospital that she works. There's been a lot of talk, but on the ground, what exactly has happened?
Like I said, yesterday there was a fruitful meeting with the Chief Minister, the top bureaucrats of the state and the 42 representatives of the junior doctors. Certain things were decided, certain things were signed. Now, the infrastructure development, which Dr. Purukait very justifiably has raised on your show, installation of CCTVs, making of separate washrooms, separate restrooms, security cover, 24/7 security cover, male women's security guards and everything. that needs a little time. And I'm sure the administration will do that in accordance and keeping the junior doctors in the loop. You have to understand these opposition political parties, which collectively could not defeat Mamata Banerjee electorally in the last three terms, they tried tooth and nail to hijack this protest. And they tried to paint the picture that Trinamool Congress was against the doctors. No. Trinamool Congress and Mamata Banerjee respects the protest of the doctors, and we are with them in heart and in soul.
Right.
And we will keep them in the loop, and
that,
we will do whatever we should be
that's
done.
Not gone away. But just one second. Shekhar Mukherjee, is this now, and we discussed this a few days back, but I'll ask you the same question because it's relevant. You know, more than just a protest among doctors, is this taking on a larger political dimension against the Trinamool Congress? Is this a mass movement in Bengal?
It is certainly a movement, and it has a lot of people who are there out protesting on the streets. For it to be a mass movement, the rural population has to also come on board. There are various categories of persons who are probably not as much associated with the movement who need to come on board the movement, as we saw during the Shingur movement that Mamata Banerjee herself led.
Okay.
Now, that is a problem. That is a problem because if this particular movement, I'll point out just two things. One is that this particular movement has declared itself to be apolitical. Therefore, an apolitical movement which rejects or says it has no confidence in any of the political parties and refuses to relinquish the leadership to any of them makes it very difficult for this to turn into the kind of mass movement.
But it also makes it very potent, the fact that this is a cause. Bengal always works on cause. Bengal's politics have always worked along an idea. We are a deeply emotive people. If these people, these young doctors, are not political at all, and from what we've seen, you know, the influences of political parties have been minor in this, you know, the odd person coming and going, then is this not something which can capture the vision of people in the state, which might work against Mamata
Banerjee?
Yes,
but that's right. But, you know, if it's not Mamata Banerjee, then who?
All right.
That is a political choice. And therefore, when on the one hand, it's a movement against the Mamata Banerjee government, against the Trinamool, then there has to be someone who replaces Mamata Banerjee. It will then have to convert itself for somebody,
right,
in order to for this mass movement to become fruitful,
okay,
in the largest sense of the term.
Tuhin, do you see this as a political moment for the BJP if we were to look at this politically?
We are not thinking in those terms. Fact is that the muck in the health department of Bengal runs very deep. It's not just about improving the infrastructure in medical colleges or providing safety. What is at stake over here? You know, if you go by media reports, incredible newspapers, there was a 200 crore racket of illegal body part smuggling which was going on under the supervision or under, you know, the watch of Sandeep Ghosh. Sandeep Ghosh apparently had 200 answer sheets in his house, which you know, kind of indicates an exam scam. So I think, you know, the muck runs much deeper. And I think cleaning up that is much more important. We are not worried about the political fallout because, like everybody acknowledges today, it was a people's movement, and we are happy that people are at the forefront of it because this awakening was long needed, and I'm glad it has happened.
All right, we'll leave it over there. I'd like to thank all of you very much for being with us. I think the real news of the day is the Chief Justice saying that he's deeply disturbed by what he's reading in terms of the CBI's own investigation. Where is this all leading? Doesn't seem to be, you know, limited to the rape and murder of this doctor. It could be part of something much larger. What is it actually a part of? Where is this all going? We don't know that so far. The Chief Justice saying just wait, because if all of that information comes out, it could impact the investigation itself.